A New Jersey lawmaker is pushing a plan to ban micro-betting to address growing concerns about excessive and impulsive gambling. WHYY's David Matthau has more.
South Jersey Assemblyman Dan Hutchison has introduced a bill that would prohibit sports wagering companies from offering or accepting bets on individual plays during a sporting event. Micro-betting lets gamblers place a real-time wager on things like whether the next pitch in a baseball game will be a ball or a strike, or if the next play in a football game will be a run or a pass. The Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey says there's been a 277% spike in calls to their problem gambling helpline since sports betting was legalized 7 years ago. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
And another story involving the Garden State. A New Jersey couple had a harrowing experience after being followed from Philadelphia and robbed outside their Washington Township home Sunday night. Frank Manfredi told our news partner 6ABC he and his fiancée were getting out of their Mercedes when they were confronted by two men with guns.
You're thinking like, you know, is this it? My house is so lit up, I can't imagine anybody would want to come in front of my house and think they're going to get away with something like that.
Police in Philadelphia and Washington Township are investigating the incident. Blazing heat on this Tuesday afternoon. Right now, 95 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Things could inch up another degree or two before the afternoon is out. Overnight, absolutely minimal relief. The low this evening hovering right around 80 degrees. And another hot day tomorrow for Wednesday. Temperatures peak in the mid to upper 90s, down to around 90 on Thursday when we see a chance of storms moving into the picture. That continues into Friday. Friday, though, dramatically cooler than where we are at. The high that day expected to only be in the mid 70s. You're listening to WHYY.